A new study by the Maricopa Association of Governments confirms traffic is better after people began staying at home due to the coronavirus. Fewer cars on valley streets and freeways means people are getting to their destinations faster and there is less air pollution. Joining us now to talk about the results of the new study is Eric Anderson, Executive Director of the Maricopa Association of Governments, or MAG. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thank you. Good morning, Steve and Lauren. How are you?
Thanks for coming on. So I want to start with the big numbers here. What kind of drop did you see in traffic?
Well, through the approximately the end of March, we've seen about a one-third drop in overall traffic on our freeways and our major streets in the valley. Now, keep in mind, Governor Ducey has continued to provide more restrictions on some of the stay-at-home restrictions. So we expect that volume to actually fall even more than that as we continue to monitor conditions out there.
Wow, even more than that, Eric. Can you talk about maybe projections from there?
Well, I think I wouldn't be surprised if we're not down into the 50% or less range. You know, when we have a more days to track how the traffic's actually doing out there.
Yeah. So traffic is one of these top things that people complain about. Can you put into perspective for us what this means in terms of commute times for those people who are still on the roads?
Well, we've seen a dramatic decline in what we call delay on the system. What delay means is when there's so much traffic out there, there's a lot of congestion, travel times are less, you're stuck in traffic, right? We've seen about a 55% reduction in the overall delay. And once again, I think that number will actually drop even further as people continue to stay home.
Eric, get the crystal ball out for us. We just had Scott Smith on the other day to talk about how this is affecting Valley Metro. Do you think once people get into certain habits, they're going to want to be on the roads less and try to find ways to telecommute and work from home? Because again, there could be an issue where people are less comfortable being on public transit, but also maybe they just don't want to be in their cars for half an hour either.
Well, I think that's a really good point, Steve. I think that's something we'll be monitoring. What does this mean in terms of future travel behavior? Although the tools for telecommuting and conferences and those sorts of things have been around for quite a while, I think there has been reluctance in some on using those, uncomfortable in allowing all their employees to telecommute and those sorts of things. Well, I think we're now in a situation where that choice is out of the employer's hands. Our organization, we have 120 people now telecommuting, and so and it's working pretty well. Our staff has adapted to that. They're using the technology to have team meetings, those sorts of things. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out down the road. Obviously, we won't have a situation that everybody will be telecommuting, but even if we pick up a 5 or 10% increase in the number of people telecommuting on a regular basis, it makes a tremendous difference in our transportation system.
All right, so before we let you go, I have to ask about the air quality component of this. The study has an atmospheric map that's really interesting. It shows basically air pollution before and after this drop in traffic. Describe that for us.
Well, what it shows is, and once again, it's a qualitative difference between conditions last year, last March of 2019 versus this March. Once again, we haven't had the full impact, the reduction in travel yet show up, but it really shows you can really see the difference in the concentrations. The map is of noxious oxide, excuse me, and it's in noxious oxide is high in the atmosphere too, and so it's a little hard to tell, but you can really see a much better conditions with fewer cars out on the road.
All right. That is Eric Anderson, Executive Director of the Maricopa Association of Governments. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.